Welcome to the Sportscast, November 3rd, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can listen to us 24/7 and visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you can follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. We're also verified on X, so we are legit. And check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. This show, we're going to preview NFL Week 9, but before we do that, we don't talk NBA this early of the season, but we do have to mention Wembanyama, the new San Antonio Spurs rookie from France, scored 38 points in their win against the Phoenix Suns, 132-121. It was an impressive game. Join us, Ryan Krista. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
San Diego, it's good to be here. Happy Friday, everybody. Football Friday, in fact. So, yeah, before that, get ready to talk football. Yeah, Wembanyama has been impressive here in his first couple weeks in the NBA for the Spurs. He seems like the first couple of games he was kind of hit or miss. You know, I think they controlled his minutes. But last couple of nights really come to his own, and you can kind of see what all this talk about him was. And he's definitely a generational type player at his size. And once I think he adds a little bit more muscle.
Ryan, we lost you for a bit. Are you still there? Ryan is in the Rows of Rochester. They don't have Verizon. I think they do have Verizon, but the week is they put the best cell phone towers in Buffalo, New York. Ryan, if you're still there. Oh, there you are. You can hear me.
I hear you.
You hear my reference about Buffalo has the best reception, don't they?
Yeah. This is probably more of an issue. I'm out here in the Finger Lakes issue here. Down here doing some work here. Down, we call it, but yeah, hopefully it won't be hit or miss.
I hope not. But you were saying about Wembanyama, this bright kid.
He's never seen him play. He's definitely. He's a transcendent talent. You know, he's going to be a cornerstone of the Spurs for many years. And probably a reason why Greg Popovich kind of signed, you know, that deal to be his first coach for the next 5 years at least. And when you get a player like that, you don't want to walk away from that team.
Yeah. A generational talent. That was why he was drafted first. He dropped 38 points last night, 15 of 26 shooting against the Suns, who are contenders for the NBA championship. They improved the Spurs, now record of 3-2. That's not bad. They've only lost against your Mavericks and the Clippers. But how do you see the Spurs team? I know rookie players don't take, you know, teams to championship games. LeBron, I think he did it for his rookie year, but how far do you think San Antonio can go this year? Ryan is the end of that spot for real. Once Ryan gets back, yeah, go ahead, Ryan. We just go ahead. You went out for a bit.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, no, first off, LeBron didn't make it to the playoffs his first year, but second year he did. But this is definitely a young team. They got some pieces. I don't think they're a finished product of building that roster around Wembanyama. Look for them to maybe in-season trades or, you know, even keep on getting more assets and draft capital, you know, to kind of build that young talent around them. You know, the problem with the Spurs is that the West is so deep and talented, and the amount of wins you're going to need to get into the playoffs is probably just a little too high. But it wouldn't be surprised if they're kind of lurking around that, you know, that 10th seed to play in a play-in situation.
Yeah, which that playing situation gives a lot of grace to the 9th and 10th seed. But typically, the 9th and 10th seed do not make it out of the playing round. So maybe things could change
also,
this year.
I mean, Santiago, we have a little in-season tournament here beginning tonight.
Yes,
too,
I was going to ask you your thoughts. It starts today, actually. It is a middle of the season type of tournament. Each team goes into these groups. They place twice each other, right, from home and away. But your thoughts over this? I would like to see some G League teams in it, but your thoughts over this tournament?
Yeah, I mean, this is a way to keep everybody motivated throughout the year, you know, keep players playing, you know, this financial motivation to win this in-season tournament. So basically, they're just regular season games until you make it to the, you know, semifinals and finals, which are kind of extra games. I think they're in December, I think.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's in Las Vegas. But anyways, just the semifinals and finals is additional games. Like tonight, I mean, we got the Mavericks and Nuggets 4-0 for two teams are 4-0. But this game is much more because it's the first game in this in-season tournament. So I'm really interested to see, you know, how teams, you know, their take on it. Is it just, are they treating it as just a normal regular season game, you know? If a player gets a nick and bruise, are they going to hold him out, or are they going to, you know, push through like you would in a normal playoff situation? So something to, you know, keep our eye out here in the, you know, the next couple of weeks, months.
I think there will be motivation because this reminds me of soccer when they did the, especially in Europe, they did like the Nations League, and it motivated them more to play, and there was a lot of more energy in it versus a regular friendly. But I would bet on this would be a huge motivation because, hey, if I cannot win the championship, I could win this in-season tournament. I could declare that in my trophy case. Let's jump into the Clippers, Ryan. James Harden got traded from Philadelphia 76ers to the Los Angeles Clippers. James Harden did not participate much in Philadelphia. He was holding out for a trade. Your thoughts over this whole situation, and will the Clippers be better?
There's another typical, you know, drama seems to follow certain players, and especially James Harden, you know. He's always kind of, you know, always wants it out, the next, you know, wants the next thing, you know. You know, he felt like his time in Philadelphia is over, you know, they wanted him to kind of be a system player, and he called himself a system, I think he saw in his
press. I heard that this morning.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see, because really you've got a lot of unique pieces, you know, with him, Kawhi, Paul George, and Russell Westbrook.
I'm an older crowd, you would say.
Yeah, I just think there's not enough ball to go around, Santiago, because all those players like that ball in their hand. And for the most part, you know, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, when they're healthy, they play well together. They just weren't healthy enough to contend for championships, so... if this is 2015, this would be a remarkable roster, but it's 2023, so I'm not sure how this is going to fit. Again, we're going back to the West. The West is tough.
It's deep. Now you've seen the Warriors are doing pretty good. They're having a good start to the season, and they're looking good.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a lot of contenders in the West, Santiago. I know my Mavs are 4-0, but they haven't really played world beaters here. So I'm really interested to see like a team like that. But my math is that, I mean, Kyrie's only played two games. He's barely played him and Luka even the last year and a half together. So let's just see how this is going to work. You know, this, you know, they signed this long-term contract, but I don't know. There's a lot of, you know, in that first couple weeks, you seem to ask more questions, you get answers to. So it's a marathon here. So we'll see how this goes.
Let's go back to the trade. Where does that leave off Philadelphia? Of course, Joel Embiid is one less star in his team. They got a few picks in their trade, but what are your thoughts over the situation in Philadelphia?
Yeah, so you got Tyrese Maxey still there, who's, I wouldn't call him a star player. I don't know if he'll ever be a star player, but he's a really good player. Got him and Embiid, who obviously is a superstar. Just going to be enough to keep Embiid happy there, or, you know, are they going to look to trade him before he, you know, he goes off and signs? I mean, you keep on hearing one thing over and over again, and that's how much the Knicks really, really want to be because they feel like he's a missing piece. So, I mean, if the 76ers feel like they're in a rebuild again, you know, look to see them dump that off. But also the East, we're talking two totally different conferences. So an average team in the East, like the 76ers, I believe, right now, are definitely enough to make the playoffs, you know. So I will interestingly, I think they'll wait and see time and see how Embiid and team fares in the next couple weeks to kind of see how they can maneuver the situation.
Quite a situation in the East. As Ryan says, the West is pretty tight, but the East, there's open. There are a few openings. There's definitely, like, for example, the Heat. They are 1-3 or 1-4 right now, but they shouldn't be panicking because the East is not as hard as the West. So we'll definitely keep an eye on the NBA.
East is really a two-team race. I mean, right now, to me, it's the Celtics and it's the Bucks, you know. And then there's everybody else. So we'll see what happens.
Which we have not talked about NBA for the past few months. What are your thoughts on the Lillard trade?
It definitely came out of blue, and I kind of, you know, I mean, I know you wanted him down in South Beach, but this is kind of like good. He wanted out of town. They were gonna kind of help him with that, but they also weren't going to just take a bad deal because they got a big future ahead of them. You know, they got a lot of good pieces in Portland. They're nowhere near ready to compete. I probably wanted to, you know, sell as well as here in the West this year, but they wanted a trade that would help them and be able to move more of these pieces like they do Drew Holiday to Boston, you know, and then they get, you know, a good young player like Malcolm Brogdon back, who they could, you know, eventually flip him for something else too. So it's good for, you know, I think, for the Trailblazers, but for, you know, I think this, you have a new age for the Bucks. You know, they got rid of Mike Budenholzer, and then you got rid of one of their big pieces in Drew Holiday and replaced him with Damian Lillard, you know, which would probably be an upgrade, I think, in most cases. You know, Damian is not the defender that Drew Holiday is, but he's definitely a more polished offensive player. So I'm interested to see how this goes. You know, I watch. Yeah, obviously, it's tough, you know, during football season to catch a lot of games, you know, during the weekend. But we got the league pass to try to watch a different team here and there. They're not quite meshing together, you know, Lillard and Antetokounmpo. But give it time. They really didn't have much training camp, much time, you know, preseason, you know. I say by All-Star break, they'll kind of be hitting their stride. And I just really, to me, by then, you're going to really see the force that, the Celtics and Bucks are.
You know, a few days ago, there was a sports equinox where all the professional sports leagues in North America played, the MLS, Major League Baseball, NBA, and the NFL. Did you experience that one fine hour?
It was pretty nice, yeah. And when you say Santiago, would probably include soccer in a sports equinox, but yeah.
Is not included for a few pundits?
Yeah, I mean, I like soccer, but, you know, it's the MLS playoffs, but I would say most people would probably say the four major sports, but yeah.
I'm happy well, to include the MLS. I will say the MLS and NHL kind of go back and forth in that fourth best league. So it will be an argument there. Hopefully with Messi, it could hopefully surpass the NHL for good.
I don't know, Santiago. We're turning into a hockey match. My son Cleet is, you know, playing hockey now, and that's quite the investment we made. 3 times a week, you know, he's doing quite well at it. But you know, so hockey's in the crystal blood, but also soccer is too. So I like them both.
Last night, Thursday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers defeated the Tennessee 20-16. Kenny Pickett, Ryan, threw for a 3-yard touchdown pass to Deontay Johnson with 4 minutes to go, and Pittsburgh defense turned away Tennessee rookie quarterback Will Levis twice in the last few minutes. Your thoughts over last night's game? It was cold in Pittsburgh, but what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought Will Levis, you know, once they gave him protection, he did quite well. They kind of went away from the running game. I thought the Titans, I thought they could establish Derrick Henry a lot more in the second half. But the Steelers just kept on clawing and staying close in that game, you know, back and forth, you know, and they got the lead, and then, you know, they do it a Steeler way, and that's just find a way to win it, you know, picking off Levis in the end zone in the closing moments of the game.
Yeah, Derrick Henry, as you as mentioned before, had 75 yards. Will Levis finished for 22 of 39 for 262 yards with an interception. He admitted replaying moments in his head after the game, specifically the end of the game interception. But what are your thoughts about this new quarterback? Is he the official replacement over Ryan Tannehill?
That's time will tell. That I would say that, you know, 3-5. You gotta be asking yourself that question if it's time to make that switch. You know, the Jaguars aren't going anywhere. They keep on building more and more momentum. So I don't think they'll catch them. And I mean, what do you have to lose at this point? So. The one that's probably really, you know, frustrated in the sense of his time is probably over. It's probably Malik Willis in, you know, Tennessee, you know. And I think, you know, they like him enough to be the backup, but we'll see about that.
Yeah, it's too bad, but Malik Willis, Liberty alum, had a chance last year, but was not, did not give enough to start for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, he had his chances. But yeah, Will obviously, he's been impressive in his, you know, his first two starts.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, anyways, we got week 9 among us. Are you ready to preview week 9? All right, let's start with the first game in Germany, Berlin, neutral ground. Tyreek Hill said this is his revenge game. He's ready to take on his old team, the Chiefs. Dolphins have not won the big games. They have not able to beat the Eagles, but this time they have a chance with the Chiefs, who lost against your Broncos last week. Who do you got for this game in Germany?
This will be a fun game. I think it'll draw a pretty big audience here on the NFL Network early this morning, you know, Sunday morning. I think the Dolphins get it. You know, I think they can get enough stops. I just don't think the Chiefs are, you know, if you can stop, and I put stop hard in, you know, quotations, I don't think you can have stop healthy, but if you can hold them down, you know, you got a real chance to beat the Chiefs, but at the end of
the day, you know, the other weapons besides Kelce really don't scare you. So, and I know Patrick Holmes is good, and he's, you know, best, if not one of the best
quarterbacks still in the NFL. You know, but.
And I do have to ask this, will we see Taylor Swift in Berlin this weekend?
What was that? Will we see Taylor Swift in Germany this weekend? I don't know, and we'll see, because they don't let you not know there now.
Exactly. So let's go to Atlanta, Minnesota at Atlanta. Minnesota has a new quarterback, Josh Dobbs. Kirk Cousins is out for the season. He had a Achilles tendon injury. Minnesota is with a new quarterback. They got a trade through Dobbs at Atlanta, who they did not do well last week against. And to see who do you have this weekend, Minnesota at Atlanta. I'm not sure if Riddler's going to start.
Yeah, so this is actually, you know, Jalen Hill, you know, Jalen Hall, excuse me, for BYU rookie quarterback, right, this week. And then he'll be going against former Commanders quarterback Taylor Heinicke, who will get his first time for the Falcons after replacing Desmond Ridder last week. This is a tough one, you know. I think the Vikings are playing so good with Kirk Cousins, but, you know, it's a shame to have him go down like that. You know, it's such a tough injury, you know, to play like Kirk Cousins, you know, But, you know, the league moves on, you know, the season moves on. And the Falcons kind of need this game, you know. Again, we talk about a bad division in the NFC South because there's really no good teams in it. You know, they're all kind of mediocre. Heels, or this game would, you know, I think that's why there's that desperation to make that move to either kind of save the season, because it's right there. And that's why I'm going to go with the Falcons to win this game.
Falcons wins it, according to Ryan, in Atlanta. Chicago visits New England. The Bears had a good game 2 weeks ago, but then they lost against the Chargers. The Saints had a big victory against Indianapolis last week. Momentum's coming in. They're going. They'll be at home. I think Ryan's going to pick New Orleans.
I'm going to go New Orleans. I think they'll win this game. Yeah, you have a chance to win a game in the NFC South. Start going through that, and I think they will.
Chicago is one of the worst teams in the NFL?
Yeah. I think, you know, with the kind of talking a little college football, but I feel like with what's happened with Michigan, you know, they're so things are lining up quite nicely for Jim Harbaugh to work his way down south, you know, to Illinois there to be the Chicago Bears head coach.
No way. Ryan went there. All right. Let's go to another bad team. The Green Bay Packers are going to receive the LA Rams, who had a huge – they did not do well against the Cowboys last week. And also the Packers lost against the Vikings. Rams need some motivation. They need a more win. What's going to happen in Green Bay?
Again, you know, it's kind of desperation. I mean, two teams are trying to save their season. Yeah, both teams kind of haven't played up to the expectations. You know, you've seen glimpses of the Rams playing great, and you've seen glimpses of Jordan Love being good, but lately hasn't been very good. I'm going to go to the Rams and pull this out, too.
Puka Nacua. Cup. They got the weapons.
What a combo.
What a combo. The Washington Commanders almost beat the Eagles. I think they were up 14-0. They're going to visit New England Patriots, who are not looking good. They had a bad game against Miami last week. What's going to happen in New England? Will the Commanders have a win in Gillette Stadium?
Yeah, I think the Commanders come in there and they take care of business against the Patriots.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a common theme. You're halfway through the season. You know, you're past the trade deadline. This is your roster, and, you know, what are you going to do with it? You know, are you going to be a contender or a pretender? So this is a game. They just might be a little too out of contention right now, but I think there's still hope. But the Commanders are still the type of things in the NFC, so I'm going to go with the Commanders to win the game.
You know the Commanders' backup quarterback is Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, he's a well-traveled one.
We'll see if he can get a revenge game, maybe for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, he's
Let's go Seattle at Baltimore. Baltimore is having a video game season. Lamar Jackson is playing one heck of a season so far. The Seahawks on top of the NFC West. Those two, Geno Smith versus Lamar Jackson. This is going to be a good game. Ryan, what do you think? Is this going to be tight or is it going to be a blowout for one of those teams?
I think it will be a good game. These are two quality above average teams. Without saying this is not a, make or break game for either team, because both teams are still in pretty good position no matter what happens. But I think it's a game where I think it's important for the Ravens, because I think, with the Steelers still hanging in there, their Bengals are rising, the Browns, this is the best division in football, I believe, right now. So they definitely need everything possible. So I'm going to go to the Ravens to win this game.
The Ravens. You know, the only team that's beating the Ravens in Baltimore this season is the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. When Anthony Richardson was playing.
Yeah. Now it's Minshew. Now it's not as glorified there. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Houston Texans. AFC South showdown. Texans lost against the Panthers last week. Gave the Panthers their first win of the season. Tampa Bay, I think they come out. They're coming back from a bye. This should be a tight game. Who do you have in Texans? In Texas.
I really am a big fan of Texans. I think I love what they're doing.
The Meco Ryans.
Yeah, Yeah, and CJ Stroud, you know, works well. I know they had a tough loss against the Panthers last week. Again, this is a team that just trying to get better a little bit. I'm going to see that they learn from the loss against the Panthers.
You got the Buccaneers winning?
I have Houston winning.
Yeah, Houston win. Okay, CJ Stroud, you're a fan of him, all right?
Oh, yeah, I think he's a quality player.
Arizona doesn't have Joshua Dobbs, but they do have a quarterback named Clayton Tune. If he's at Cleveland, which they don't know who will be the starting quarterback this weekend, who do you got, Ryan?
I don't think many people circled Clayton Tune versus CJ Walker in this matchup here, but that looks like what we're going to get at least one more week without Deshaun Watson. But Browns, you really don't know what's going on. A lot of mystery, intrigue. I don't know. You know, that's a questions I got to get answered. You know, they owe Deshaun Watson a lot of money, guaranteed money. So, I mean, DJ Walker's in well. He's kept them engaged, you know. But they got, you know, they got to figure out, because, I mean, they're right in there in the season, so. We'll see what happens, but I think this team, I think they're Clayton Tune's first start in the NFL. I think they get the win over the Cardinals.
Arizona gets the win. No loss there. Let's go Indianapolis Colts at Carolina Panthers. Will Carolina get their win number two, yeah, or will Minshew prevail?
Gardner Minshew bounces back after a tough game against the Saints last week and gets the victory over the Panthers.
Unbelievable. Indianapolis will get their revenge game. The New York Giants, after they could have beat the Jets, they couldn't. And the Raiders have a new coach, Antonio Pierce, after they got rid of Josh McDaniels. Las Vegas, there might be a new coach bump. What's going to happen in the city of Vegas?
Yeah. In the middle of the night, you know, Monday night, they're lost to the Lions. You know, they parted, you know. Mark Davis basically wanted clean house. In a typical Las Vegas way, you know, Raiders way of doing things, just
at 2-3 a.m.
No patience, you know. But Josh McDaniels is the first coach to be fired midseason by two different franchises. So I don't know if that's something he wants to be known for, but that's.
And one of them was from your Broncos.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how this happens. I just think they rallied the troops, and I think Aiden O'Connor, former Purdue quarterback, you know, big guy with a big arm, gets that victory for Las Vegas.
There you have it. So you think Las Vegas is going to win over the Giants?
I just think the Giants are in a really bad shape right now.
Unless Tyrod Taylor starts.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Jones should be playing, but I don't know.
So we'll leave that to the Jersey boys to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah.
The game of the weekend, they say, Cowboys at the Eagles. Philadelphia is a tough place to play. I don't think the Cowboys have won there in maybe 10 years. What's going to happen? This might be the game of the weekend, but the Cowboys have lost big games, like the 49ers.
Yeah.
What's going to happen in Philly?
This is definitely a marquee game. You know, you got this team, you know, you have basically you got one marquee game every time slot almost, you know. You got the, you know, the 9:30 game with KC and Miami, then you got this game at 4, and then at nighttime we'll talk about the Bengals and Bills here. But it is definitely, you know, a pretty big matchup here in the NFC East, you know. Eagles, you know, squeak by the Commanders, and the Cowboys, put the wood to the Rams. I'm a big believer in what the Cowboys are doing overall. I know they had a clunker a couple weeks ago on Sunday football against the 49ers, but overall, I think they've been successful, you know, with Mike McCarthy calling plays. The big knock with the Cowboys offense right now, it's a ball control offense. You know, CeeDee Lamb is, you know, catching a lot of passes, but they're not for big chunk yards. They kind of move the ball. You know, they're getting, you know, first down, you know, moving by, you know, nickel and diming their way down the field compared to, you know, previously, you know, always looking for those big plays, chunk plays. But new approach. You know, I think this is kind of helped, you know, playing complementary football, they might call it. You know, your best defense is your offense. So, and they can do that. They can hold down, you know, Eagles offense. You know, it looked quite dynamic, you know, with A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith last week. But I think the Cowboys will get it done on the road.
No way. I cannot believe you're saying this.
I think this is the time, San Diego. Dak Prescott's day and year.
Dak Prescott definitely needs not a miracle, but he needs a big win like this. So we'll see what happens. Ryan mentioned it already. The Bills visit Cincinnati, who Cincinnati beat the 49ers last week, 31-17, Ryan. I was surprised. I bet you were surprised. Buffalo Bills, shaky season. They lost against the Patriots a couple weeks ago, but they beat the Buccaneers. But anyone can beat the Buccaneers in Tampa. What's going to happen Sunday night football, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, this is a unique game because obviously there's a lot of underlying storylines. This is Buffalo's first trip back today since the incident last year in January with DeMar Hamlin. He got a lot of emotion there. But in the end, you know, this is an important football game for both teams. You know, kind of, you know, the Bills need it kind of keep pace with the Dolphins no matter how they do today. And the Bengals are striving. You know, again, they slow start, but, you know, going to San Francisco and not just winning but dominating was huge for them. So we'll see what happens Sunday night. But I got to go with my hometown guys, the Bills. So.
The Bills win. By the way, this is a AFC championship game rematch, right?
Divisional game.
Divisional game. They've never met in the AFC championship game ever.
Which was me and my family attended last year in the middle of a snowstorm in Buffalo. So.
No way. Impossible. Well, yeah. Stuff that you can handle, I can't handle. I don't have snow boots in my closet. Ryan has, you know, three pairs. But if you go to a Columbia sports shop, you'll get it. Anyways, there you have it. Week 9, two marquee games, as Ryan said, the Miami Dolphins, Kansas City in Germany, and Cowboys at the Eagles. Those are two games you got to circle in red and make sure you tune in. Ryan, Krista, what is the best way to reach you online? If you had to choose between pizza or wings for a football game?
I like one of each, really.
That's what Joe Bag of Donuts said, but I said, no, you can only choose one.
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, if I had to choose, it would probably be pizza.
Me too.
I'm a big fan.
With pepperoni.
Yeah, I don't know. You can, I would love a buffalo chicken pizza. So, you know, a little chicken on that pizza is the best.
Two and one.
Yeah, have you ever had buffalo chicken pizza before, Santiago?
I have from from Pizza Hut, I think.
Oh, I don't. That doesn't count, Santiago.
I got to go to Buffalo, right? Do you have some real buffalo pizza? I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but yeah, that's one of our favorites. You know. Yeah, just like buffalo chicken, you know, buffalo chicken dip, buffalo wings, buffalo chicken pizza. You really can't go wrong on a Sunday in Western New York with any buffalo chicken flavored item.
Amen to that. So, what is your X handle these days?
Oh, I think Mad Dog Report is. So, yeah, I haven't changed anything.
You haven't changed it, right? Okay. Mad Dog Report. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or the Sportscast One on X and Instagram. We'll be following the games this weekend. Ryan, your thoughts on the first college football playoff rankings? I know it's early. These can change, but is it a fair result? Ohio State number one, number two Georgia, then Michigan, and then FSU.
I think Ohio State's number one. That's kind of an easy choice for me because they have the two best, you know, they beat Penn State and they beat Notre Dame. So you beat two quality teams, you deserve to be number one. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this ranking is just for TV audiences, really. You know, I mean, the only ranking that counts is the one that happens, you know, on, was it December 23rd
ish, which is 1 month from now.
Yeah, you got to, you know, we're 1 week, 1 month away from Championship Saturday. So, you know, November is for champions, it's for contenders. You know, that's what we're gonna see in football here, in college football here. These the games just become just a little bit more important. You know, starting, you know, down in T-Town tomorrow night. You know, between LSU and Alabama. You have the last Bedlam game tomorrow afternoon between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. There's no love lost between that those two schools, with Oklahoma going into the SEC. Another big game, you know, I've got my eye on is Kansas State going to Texas. Kansas State wins, they're kind of in the driver's seat to make it to the Big 12 championship. So there's a lot, definitely a lot to play for, you know, in college football. And our Liberty Flames are going for their first ever 9-0 start tomorrow night on CBS Sports Network against Louisiana Tech Bulldogs, led by former Boise State quarterback Hank Backmeyer.
Interesting enough. And Liberty was shafted in the rankings. I'm really disappointed on that.
Yeah, again, you know, college football rankings, especially the playoffs, is all about who you beat. And unfortunately,
Liberty hasn't beat anyone.
Yeah, they haven't beaten, you know, really anybody to be worthy, you know. basically, the biggest thing is, if you ever have fun on Twitter and you really want to see some people who don't like each other, just think about, just search, you know, Liberty and JMU football. The fans, the constant bashing back and forth between the two teams, right? You know, really arguing, you know, who's the best team in Virginia.
I wish there was a flex game on that, but apparently there isn't. Anyways, before we go, I want to say congratulations to the Texas Rangers winning the World Series for the first time. Now there's only 5 teams left that hasn't won it. The Brewers, Rays, and I think the Padres won, and so on and so on. But congratulations, Texas Rangers. Had a fantastic postseason. Also regular season. They almost won their division but couldn't. But your thoughts on Rangers beating the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Yeah, so you kind of referenced my trip, beginning of season baseball trip to Chicago, where I got to see the Rangers play, you know, the Cubs. So I always like this. I always like a season where I can see the eventual champions play. But also got to see Max Scherzer on that trip while he was with the New York Mets. So pretty cool there. They're just a quality organization from top to bottom. You know, Chris Young has done a great job of, you know, really overhauling the roster, and the owner's willing to spend money. So great combo. Again, I mean, I really don't see how this team, you know, doesn't contend next year. And kudos to bring in a guy like Bruce Bochy, you know, who's kind of an old school guy, but this guy's, you know, won his 4th World Series, you know, went through the Giants years ago, and he kind of found that fire again, you know, pushes the right buttons, really handles the pitching staff. I think that, especially the bullpen, is not one that you would probably say is worthy of a World Series championship, but being able to maneuver around there and get the most out of it, just, you know, credit to Bochy and his managerial style.
Well, there have been Texas Rangers champions of baseball. Anyways, follow Ryan Krista at Mad Dog Report. Follow us on the Sportscast One. Ryan Krista, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
No problem, Sandy. Everybody have a great weekend. God bless.
And this was your update.